In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to enhance the end user experience of a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services Cube by adding actions, perspectives, and translations.
In this demonstration, I'm going to extend the design of my Internet Sales Cube developed in the previous two demonstrations to include an action, perspective, and translation. So I commence by right-clicking the cube and opening the cube designer for it. So the actions are designed here on the Actions tab. And the action that I'm going to develop here is a drill-through action that will support drilling through a cube cell to see details about that cell. I click here on the toolbar to introduce a new drill-through action, and I'm going to call it the Internet Sales Drill-Through. And it will apply to all measures on the Internet Sales Measure Group. I could use MDX here to constrain, even within that measure group, where this action could be launched from. And then I need to define the drill-through columns. So let me commence with the date. So I'll include the date attribute. Let's include details about the product, the customer that's purchased it, and the measure of order quantity and sales amount. Down here under additional properties, you can define the caption that will be displayed in the user client application. So I'm going to say drill through to details dot dot dot, and now when I deploy this, and I switch across to the browser, and I'll construct a query of just sales amount, and I'll break this down by date. I'll keep this very simple. And within a certain month, I note that there's $550,000 worth of sales. Well, I can now right-click, and that caption of drill through to details is available, and then the attributes that I required, including date, product, the customer, the order quantity, and sales amount, are now delivered back to the client as a drill through response. Next, we'll explore the perspectives. So in appreciation that some cubes consisting of multiple measure groups and numerous measures and hierarchies and calculations, KPIs, can become complex for an end user to navigate through. Now, in particular where the cube covers multiple subject areas, it's often beneficial to introduce a perspective that narrows down the available resources. And that way, when a user connects to the database, they can connect instead of to the cube, to the perspective, and they will have a more limited experience that focuses on a particular subject area. So this perspective I'm going to call something like sales only. And because I'm going to make the order quantity and total product cost not available, I will specify that the default measure will be sales amount. And then they're allowed to work with the date dimension and product dimension, but not the customer dimension. And I don't want them to have access to the action that I've just created. All right, now when I deploy this, the way that we can test it is in the browser tab. When I reconnect, note the full cube definition on the left-hand side, but when I change the perspective to say sales only, we now see a limited set of measures, in fact just the one, and just the date and product dimensions. Now please appreciate that this is not a security mechanism. That's what roles are for, to actually restrict access to resources. This is more cosmetic, that allows the end user just to narrow down the metadata that delivers the resources available to them. So the last topic here is translations. Translations are configured at cube and dimension level. There is a default language, which is the language that you developed the cube and dimensions in. So a great example here is that we might have some Canadians that have the requirement to deliver both English and French. So I can right-click, introduce a new translation, and these are all of the locales that Windows supports. So I'm going to choose French Canada. The name of this cube then can be provided. I could be wrong here with my French, please don't judge me. But for just a handful of translations, the structural objects within the cube can be renamed. Now it's a little more interesting when we come to the dimension itself. So I open up the product dimension, and we also have a translations tab here. Now there's one, what I see to be a bug here, and that is that if an attribute is not visible, which is the case here, it doesn't let you configure the translation for it. So let me turn that visibility on, and then I need to save, close the designer, come back again. And now in translations, I have the ability to add a translation for the dimension itself. So similar to what I did with the cube, I introduce a locale, and I'll say this dimension is called this. We have this attribute, and I can provide a name column. Now, providing you have a column in your data that includes translated data, we could use that for the labels of the members should someone connect using this locale. Let me switch back to dimension structure and just revert that visible property. Like I say, that is a bug. And then we'll deploy. And this is the deal, that when a client connects to the database, that in the connection string, a locale ID can be included. And if there's a matching translation, then query responses will be translated accordingly. So now in the browser, when I reconnect to test this, so note that I have, and let me switch to internet sales. So there's my internet sales that I can come across and say, let's test this for the French Canada locale. And sure enough, the name of the cube changes, as does the dimension. And then if I introduce this hierarchy to the columns, we see the French translations for those members.